And welcome back to Rocket Right Radio here on Talk 107.3 FM. This segment is being brought to you by Mary Bird Perkins, our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit marybirdlake.org to learn more.
And we're very excited to have Dr. Kaz Covton, radiation oncologist with Mary Bird Perkins, our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, as our guest. Thank you for being on our show today.
Very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I think this is your second time to be on our show, and we got a lot of positive comments about the information you shared. So we're looking very forward to learning a little bit more about good news in cancer care. Can you tell us about a recent study that the American Cancer Society did?
Yes, absolutely. There was a recent study that the American Cancer Society did which showed a 27% national decline in deaths from cancer over a 25-year period. Here in Louisiana, our rates are similar to that trend, but slightly lower at 26.5% reduction in cancer deaths in both men and women since the 90s.
You know, that's great news here. That's great news for everyone, and we just are so thankful for all the research and all of the people like yourself that are making that possible. What do you think we can attribute this to, in addition to wonderfully well-trained specialists like yourself?
Well, it's actually exciting to even think about all the benefits that have happened over the last 25 years, but there are a few things that come to mind. With regard to surgery, we've become a lot better at removing cancer and doing it in a minimally invasive way so as not to harm patients. With radiation treatment, we've similarly become much more targeted with our treatments, being able to spare healthy organs and tissues while treating cancer. There are a growing number and variety of drugs used to treat cancer. There are improvements in entirely new fields such as immunotherapy, interventional drug delivery, and the multidisciplinary treatment team in palliative care. Additionally, we know more about the genetic components of tumors and can use profiling to detect tumors earlier and screen people better. We have imaging that's much better at being able to see tumors and catch them early. And finally, we really have placed a greater emphasis on the detection of cancers, which again allow us to catch things early when they're treatable.
What are some of the specific things that Mary Bird Perkins, our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, is doing to increase public awareness about detecting cancer?
Well, one of the Cancer Center's most unique attributes is its public awareness effort through its Prevention on the Go community and workplace prevention, education, and screening programs. Since the inception of this in 2002, the team has screened over 87,000 Louisianans and detected hundreds of cancers in 18 parishes that we serve with our team of dedicated partners. And this greatly improves the odds for better outcomes in these patients.
So this has really made it possible for people to even know what treatment is available and to be able to access experts in different kinds of cancer.
Right.
So you have 9 cancer-specific treatment teams. That's incredible. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so all of our patients have access to incredible expertise, 9 cancer-specific teams. Each patient is treated by highly specialized and trained specialists who can care for the patient and, you know, close to their community. We have extensive clinical research, medical physics partnerships, which enable the very multidisciplinary nature of the care to be very sort of patient-driven. And really we're impacting care, I think, locally and really nationally as well.
So is it safe to say that death from cancer is on an overall decline? Because the first thing people think of when they hear cancer is imminent death, but maybe that's not exactly correct now.
Yeah, it's a hard question, but unfortunately, there's some analysis that says that there may actually be an uptake in cancer mortality in the near future. There is some good news that some of these things can actually be made better by lifestyle choices that can drastically increase the chance of not getting cancer. And those two things are really decreasing tobacco use and obesity levels. Unfortunately, obesity rates continue to rise in both our country and in the South. So that is something we really have to be vigilant about and keep an eye on. Everyone can take responsibility, and it can be as simple as choosing to eat healthy foods, getting more exercise, and quitting smoking.
Well, those are things that each individual can control. And it's important that people take responsibility and help those that they love take that responsibility. So what's new on the cancer research front?
So the Mary Bird Perkin team members are making really important contributions, I think, to our knowledge about cancer and helping to move things forward. We have a partnership with the Louisiana State University Department of Physics and Astronomy, where researchers have made discoveries in the advances of the fields of radiation therapy and imaging. We have hospital partners that we're able to operate a strong clinical research program where we have national clinical trials open so that people are able to get and benefit from those trials closer to home. We're proud to be partners with the LSU Health Sciences Center in New Orleans and Shreveport and the National Cancer Institute Community Oncology Research Program. Every patient is evaluated to determine if they're eligible for a clinical trial when they come and see us. Over the last 2 years, 65% of patients were able to actually fit criteria for a study. And the information gleaned from this trial not only accelerates knowledge or future advances in treatment, but often benefits patients now. In terms of emerging research, there are many treatment trials and studies that are related to early detection and survivorship. And we have really numerous incentives underway in other areas, including medical physics and further collaborations with the Louisiana State University.
So what is the future of cancer and cancer treatment? These are really important things for people to know if they have not been diagnosed, but a family member has been, or possibly for they themselves in a future diagnosis.
Well, one of the most sort of important things that we're going to learn more about is personalization of cancer treatment. And one of the ways we do that is using the body's own immune system to fight cancer, something called immunotherapy. This is really expected and is already in some ways playing a really major role in treatment of cancer. It's an area that we still have a lot to learn about, but it's very promising. Additionally, we personalize treatment in many other ways using genomic factors, some of the imaging modalities that we talked about in advances to really tailor treatments specifically to a patient's biology, their anatomy, and really personalize their care.
If someone wants to get more information on early detection, education, screening programs, or cancer treatment, what should they do?
Well, the Cancer Center does have a website, marybirdlake.org. And there is a ton of information there about our various programs. There are phone numbers to call if that's easier. There are online forms. There are really numerous ways to reach out.
Dr. Kaz Covden, we're so happy that you could be with us. I think that it's worth noting a little bit about your background. Would you share a little bit about your background and how you came to Baton Rouge?
Yeah, happy to. So I trained at Harvard Medical School. And stayed there for my training. I did an intern year in internal medicine at the Brigham and Women's Hospital and then proceeded to do my training at the Harvard Radiation Oncology Program. And I came down to Louisiana now about 7 months ago, mm-hmm. Along with my wife, Dr. Jeanette Cofton, who is a medical oncologist at our cancer center as well. And we really love the Cancer Center here. We love the people and have really enjoyed trying to make a contribution to the care here.
We're so thankful that you did come to Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. We know that you and your wife are both making tremendous contributions to the care of those who come through and just need that extra support, and your expertise is greatly valued in our area. Thank you so much for making the choice to come here and helping us decrease our cancer rates and death rates while improving our awareness and prevention programs. We're grateful to you. And thank you so much, Dr. Kaz Covden, radiation oncologist, Mary Bird Perkins, our Lady Lake Cancer Center. If you want to know more about the Cancer Center and treatment programs, please go to their website at marybirdlake.org. There's lots of programs, including Healing Arts, and we're happy to share that with you on future Rocket Right Radio interviews. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll be right back in just a moment speaking about Louisiana Cajun Mansion, Bed and Breakfast, and a Little Slice of Heaven here in Louisiana.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit marybirdlake.org to learn more.
More Rocket Right Radio after this on Talk 107.3 FM.